The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, December 2, 2022. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, celebrated the 66th anniversary of the landing of the yacht Granma in the eastern part of the island and the day of the Revolutionary Armed Forces, FARC. Referring to the Freedom Expedition, he said, "It left, entered, and triumphed with Fidel at the helm, thanks to the historical generation. Happy anniversary and happy day of Revolutionary Armed Forces," the president wrote on Twitter. On December 2, 1956, 82 expedition members, led by Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro, disembarked on Las Coloradas Beach, currently Granma Province, ready to be free or martyrs. These young men arrived from Mexico and formed the nucleus of the rebel army that fought the dictatorship of Fulgencio Batista in the mountains of the Sierra Maestra and achieved the revolutionary victory on January 1, 1959. Then came the fusion of the rebel forces with the worker, peasant, student, and university militias that gave rise to the creation of FARC, an organization constituted in October of that year as a ministry and headed until 2008 by Army General Raúl Castro. Among the missions of the Revolutionary Armed Forces, FARC, not only the defense of this Antillean nation stands out, but also the contribution in various African countries to the processes of national liberation and the end of apartheid. Cuban women are the majority in the legal sector, and the country now ranks second in the world with the highest proportion of women in parliament, said Rosabel Gamón, first deputy minister of justice, at a meeting on gender equity in Chile, organized by the Ibero-American Conference of Ministries of Justice. Cuba has a program for the advancement of women decided by presidential decree in 2021, which constitutes the government's strategy to promote equality, she recalled in statements to Prensa Latina. She explained that the legislations derived from the 2019 Constitution address the issues of the fight against gender-based violence, discrimination, and protection of females, which is a cross-cutting issue for the whole society. The deputy minister highlighted the advantages and guarantees given to women by the new family code approved last September. Representatives from Colombia, Honduras, Argentina, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Spain, and the host country are participating in the Ibero-American Conference, which will conclude this Friday. The 43rd edition of the Havana International Festival of the New Latin American Cinema entered its second day of programming with attractive proposals in the Fiction Feature Film Contest. Yesterday, the biggest film festival in Cuba started with the screening of the award-winning film Argentina 1985 by director Santiago Mitre and the music of the outstanding Cuban singer-songwriter Ix Alfonso. With the invitation to enjoy big cinema, the promotional slogan of the event that will take place until November 11, Havana hosts more than 100 titles in competition for the Coral Awards, as well as a varied proposal of presentations and collateral activities. Focused on the contemporary Latin American context, the Havana Festival proposes on its second day a selection of documentaries that illustrate the realities of the continent, its problems and challenges. Founded on December 3, 1979, by Cuban filmmaker Alfredo Guevara, and with the presence of more than 600 Latin American filmmakers, the contest awards the Coral Grand Prize as its highest distinction, which symbolizes the vast reefs of the Caribbean. And in the international agenda, we have that The president of Bolivia, Luis Arce, confirmed in a televised message that he promulgated the law for the application of the results of the population and housing census in the financial and electoral spheres. The regulation, approved this November 26 by the Chamber of Deputies and sanctioned 72 hours later by the Senate, essentially includes the contest of the Supreme Decree 4824, which sets March 23, 2024, as the date for the population and housing census. In this respect, it establishes that based on the official population data of the census to be issued by the National Statistics Institute, the executive branch will make the new distribution of tax-sharing resources as of September 2024. Additionally, the regulation determines that the National Statistics Institute will send to the Supreme Electoral Tribunal the official population data of the census so that it may prepare the bill for the distribution of seats in accordance with the provisions of the political constitution of the state and the current electoral legislation. These elements will be the basis for the next general elections in the plurinational state of Bolivia. Meanwhile, Uruguay submitted the request for adhesion to the Trans-Pacific Agreement despite the reluctance of its partners in the common market of the South, Mercosur. President Luis Lacalle Pou reported via Twitter that Foreign Minister Francisco Bustillo had presented the formal request. He did so in a meeting with Damian O'Connor, Minister of Commerce of New Zealand, a depository country of the agreement, which also includes Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay made a joint statement on Wednesday warning of possible legal and commercial measures if Uruguay insists on joining the comprehensive and progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. This is an interpretation of the Mercosur regulations that prohibits the members of the bloc from holding unilateral trade negotiations. In response, President Lacalle Pou said that Uruguay has the right to open up to the world. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.